USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
"All of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal."
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will spend another day being questioned by senators as her confirmation hearing continues today. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday granted the Trump administration's request to allow a stop to counting for the 2020 census earlier than October 31st. The justices granting the Justice Department's request for an emergency stay by blocking a lower court's ruling. A new report shows an upward trend in the new COVID-19 cases in the United States.
A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwest states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have now seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Positive test rates are also on the rise, even as testing continues to set record highs. On average, 976,000 tests were performed each day last week, with 5% of those coming back positive. That's up from 4.6 a week before. Deaths, however, have fallen to 3% from a week ago to about 4,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden came out on Monday and said he's not a fan of court packing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is remaining quiet on the topic.
Vice President Biden has been very clear with the American people where he stands. The bottom line is that we are 21 days now from an election, and that's where we're going.
Would you also say you're not a fan of court packing?
Harris ducking the question as her and her staffers get on an elevator. If you're looking for a way to bring in a little extra money with stuff you have around the house, here's an idea, according to Kurt Knudsen, the cyber guy.
Average American has just shy of $200 worth of old tech laying around their house. So go on a scavenger hunt today. Go look for your old phones that you're not using anymore, tablets, games, other like CDs, DVDs. You can go, and there's sites like Declutter, and it's Declutter without the E at the end. So it's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R.
Knudsen also telling Fox News it's better to use Declutter if you're looking to upgrade your phone.
And often you go, hey, well, what do I trade in my phone? Well, this is usually about a third better value to let Declutter buy your phone from you. Free shipping in each direction. They've done over about 6 million transactions. It is an easy way to find cash sitting around the house.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.